This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The cleanup continues today in downtown Denver after the last few nights of protests over the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis. Windows were smashed and spray paint left on buildings around the city. Arson Chagoyan saw a posting on social media that the memorial to Armenian genocide at the state capitol had been vandalized. He came on Sunday to clean it up.
I thought maybe it's been cleaned already, but then I came in the morning and it's like, this is devastating. I mean, I support all the movement, but like going on crazy and just vandalizing, like doing all this stuff, this is really does make, it doesn't make sense.
The protest this weekend led to dozens of injuries and arrests. On Sunday, as people protested in the background, Denver Police Chief Paul Pazin said the city understood the urgency of addressing the use of force by police. He said police officers were partners in addressing the problem.
Just like you, they are mothers. They are fathers, they are sons and daughters. It is not us versus you. It is all of us versus this issue.
He urged protesters to remain peaceful and obey the law. A temporary ban on evictions and foreclosures is extended. Governor Polis added about 2 weeks to the ban that was set to expire last Friday. The protections apply to renters and business owners who can show the pandemic has made it difficult to pay rent and bills. The executive order also limits the disconnecting of public utilities. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.